Here's Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
But like the leopard brief?
This is a, it's a look. Different free range items of workout wear that you can access. But when I'm stretching, so much of clothing is in sweats or T-shirts, too much on the body to restrict. And so, yeah, it has been a challenge to get people to think differently about how people are comfortable.
All right, Jim, you were in a stretching class at the fitness center down in Long Beach, right?
Yeah, it's a fitness center that I use, Phil. I've talked to the owner there. He's a very nice gentleman by the name of Jack Stanley. And Jack told me that he wasn't in favor of it, and that's why we decided on this direct action.
All right, so the controversy is the item of clothing that you wear in this stretching class.
Yes.
And what exactly are you wearing?
Well, it's a brief. It's a standard piece of workout wear for weightlifting because it's not restricting. There are a lot of different kinds. I really think the problem they're having with us is that I wear a leopard print brief. It's unusual.
All right, see, that's the thing. When I first heard that you were wearing a leopard brief into a stretching class, I mean, you got to admit, it sounds like a joke, right?
Well, it's not a joke if it's part of a health regimen. I've devoted my life to a health regimen. Most stretching classes are comprised. And right here is the bottom line. If there's a message for your listeners, if there's a message for the fitness industry, it's this. Most of these stretching classes are comprised of women who are mostly women who have not done a lot of exercising in their lives. They're at the gym or fitness center for the first time. I've been working out all of my life. I've competed in weightlifting since I was 15. I wear a leopard brief to the stretching class the same way someone would wear a purple workout outfit, or someone wears a pair of red shorts as opposed to blue shorts, or a black workout outfit. But I am indicted because I wear a brief, and the women in the class who have exercised hardly at all are on the phone to Jack Stanley complaining to Susan, who opens the gym in the morning, you know. And
yeah, but see, a lot of their complaints had to do with the fact that the stretches, okay, the nature of the stretches will sometimes expose a part of your body because you're wearing this brief.
Well, Phil, I've worked out for many years. I have a good physique. I don't try and expose myself to anyone. If it happens, what I have told some of the women, if it happens, it's nothing to be scandalized about because of the great condition I'm in. If I were fat, if I were out of shape, maybe.
All right, now let me talk about this press release. We're talking with Dr. Jim Sadler, who is... Dr. Sadler also competes in weightlifting. At the stretching class, he and some other weightlifters have worn bikini briefs that... when you do some of these stretches, some of the women have complained. Now, the press release is putting fitness centers on notice?
Yes. What we have, Phil, is called freedom of movement, freedom of muscle. We put the fitness centers on notice.
Now, Diane Bauman, who organized some of the women in the stretching class, says that you're a pervert and that you must have, that you do this on purpose. And what I want to say is you must have expected that somebody's going to say that about you, right?
Well, first of all, I'm familiar with Ms. Bauman and her accusations. I feel sorry for her because she's exactly what I'm talking about. This is a housewife from Seal Beach who's about 40 to 50 pounds overweight. She comes into the class in this out-of-shape condition. We have to look at her. And when the brief I was wearing pulled up a little too high during one of our classes, it stretched up over the Torah muscle, which is the muscle that is just below a man's scrotum. And it pulled up too high, and I was exposed briefly. And she made an issue of this and said so to Susan, who's the day manager. Now, I said to her, and I'll be very clear, Phil. I said, you have really a lot of nerve coming in here looking the way you do. And because by accident, I fell out of my brief, you make an issue out of this.
Well, she claims you used stronger language, number one.
No, I said because I used the word, and a lot of people thought it was funny, I used the word my beanbag fell out of my shorts. And so she said I was using strong language. I don't think that's strong. But the point that I'm making, and the point that has to be made, I am a lifelong fitness aficionado. I don't come into a stretching class like most of these housewives, looking like they do, and that I have on a tight brief that shows them what, you know, the physique of a man that they could be with if they didn't look like, you know, like some of them do. And I can tell you, some of them are in atrocious shape, and they're complaining about me, and I use an innocuous term like my beanbag, you know, fella.
All right, it sounds a little childish to some people.
Well, I was trying to make, to be clear. But really what happened was the brief pulled up over the muscle, and I was briefly exposed. And they're making an issue out of this when I got to look at them and the way they look. And that's why we're telling the fitness centers no more. If I want to come in wearing a brief that is significant in the way that I use these stretches, I should be allowed to, as should others.
All right, Dr. Jim Sadler is with us, 1-800-449-8686 on stretching classes and the kind of workout wear that people will put on before they go to the stretching class. A lot of people take stretching classes. It's good for the muscles, good for the joints. You take stretching, I know, Jim, because of your training and weightlifting. Our number is 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. As we talk to Dr. Sadler tonight about a controversy at the fitness center you work out at in Long Beach, wearing these briefs, these very tight briefs, into a stretching class. You wear a leopard brief. Why even point that out?
Well, because some people thought that I was being, you know, that I was trying to, some women, in my opinion, I'll be very honest with you, I think some women are attracted to it, and they are conflicted by that. If you see a man who is obviously pays attention to his physique, who works out, he's wearing something, you know, an exotic brief like that or an exotic workout wear like the leopard brief or the fur briefs, some of these other things. I think they're conflicted. I think there's some attraction. And so they immediately recoil. They don't want to go there. So they say that they saw my, my scrot fall out. And they act very tense about that. My message to them is, have you taken a look in a mirror lately? And that's what I told the L.A. Times. And they...
Well, the article is entitled, Have You Taken a Look in a Mirror Lately?
Right, because I said... You're telling me that I can't wear a perfectly acceptable leopard print brief in a stretching class, but you ought to take a look at a mirror before you start telling me what's scaring you about the way I look. Because I would think that you'd be happy to be with me, and I got to look at you. And this is not an exaggeration, but because in the stretching classes, as you know, there are mirrors. The wall has a large mirror, so you can look at yourself, make sure you're doing the stretch properly, make sure you are doing whatever posture properly. And your eye can't help but be drawn to some woman who is monstrous sitting there, and you know in about 10 minutes she's going to run off to the front desk and complain that she was looking at my crotch again.
All right, 1-800-4, she was looking at your crotch again.
Well, I mean, I'm curious as to why she's so interested, you know. And that you know, we've had our, Diane Bauman and I have had our run-ins.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. This is Liz on the Phil Hendry Show with Dr. Jim Sadler. Liz, go ahead.
Yeah, I just wanted to make a comment. For him to assume that because a woman is a little heavier set, if that offends him, then he would have to understand how it would be offensive to a woman to be in a stretch class with other women to be a little uncomfortable or somewhat offended as well.
How many women are men are in the class, Dr. Sadler?
Well, that's just it. I'm the only one. I'm Bill Caulfield does the afternoon class.
So there's two of you.
Well, there's two of us, but yes.
So you're the only man, and you come in wearing this brief.
Yes, I come in wearing a brief. But what is offensive about that when I've got to look at a woman who went out and had a baby and then doesn't have the decency to lose the weight?
You don't have to look at her. If you decide not to be there, don't be there. You would make a complaint if there were a room full of men and there was one woman that, as you put it, was heavy, that you guys would all complain and want her out.
But here's my point, Liz, that I'm trying, the point that I'm trying to make is this. If I've got to sit there and look at her stretch marks...
But you don't have to.
Well, then she doesn't have to look at my, you know, if
yeah,
I could use a colloquial phrase, my ball, you know, my balls...
See,
can we?
That.
Yeah, we don't have to use the word.
All right, but right. She doesn't have to look at that.
Yeah, I understand that, but a stretch mark compared to a scrotum is a little different.
I would say this to you, Liz, spoken like a true woman. With all due respect,
I appreciate
well, with
that.
All due respect, that's in other words, that's your perspective.
Right,
but if you're a man, and I go to a stretching class, and I don't think it's unfair for me to say this. I go to a stretching class expecting...
But you are saying it.
Well, I expect to see women who are, you know, nice to look at. And the class I'm in right now has got a lot of these big women.
Then maybe you need a different gym.
What about a different gym or different stretch class?
Right.
This
absolutely.
Class is very convenient to my office. I've used this gym for years. They recently began offering the stretching class, and I thought it would be fun and it would be something to look forward to see some women in there who have, you know, nice bodies, and instead they're wearing sweats and they.
Now look, if you're able to do that, I mean, myself would not have any offense to that. But if it is causing a big deal, if you make enough money, why can't you get somebody at home that a private trainer that would come out at home where you'd be comfortable, wouldn't be ridiculed, wouldn't be made to feel uncomfortable.
No, I don't think
doing
I'm being,
what you love.
I don't think I'm being I went to the stretching class because, first of all, I've been weightlifting. I've got a good physique, a good body. I look good in this, you know, I don't want to sound egotistical, but I look good in a tight brief. And they're yelling at me. I think there's, you know, I think they're attracted to it, perhaps. You know.
All right.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, you understand what I'm saying, though.
I do, but you don't seem to understand that a stretch mark and a muscle on an arm is a whole lot different than seeing your area
I'm looking,
come out.
But you're looking at these women. Their guts are coming out. They're, to put it colloquially, their asses have dropped. It's a real nightmare to have to walk into that at 7 in the morning.
They are not exposing that area bare and bare. They are not.
It's the same.
Their pants.
For someone who's
not the same time.
No, for someone who is involved in fitness as I am, believe me, I know what the human body looks like. I see some fat ass on a woman, and I can see right through those sweatpants.
Right, but we're
and
not
I know
all
what
doctors.
That looks like out of a pair of panties, you know. And
all right, look it. Dr. Sandler, I need for you to be a little bit more sensitive to how you put things.
I understand that.
And the other thing is, it sounds, when you say, I can imagine what that looks like when it's not in a pair of panties. Look, are we talking about fitness here, right? And so I'd like to keep it on track.
No, I understand, but this young lady has a problem with me, and I'm built.
I do not.
Having,
I
you
mean,
know, my,
just,
falling out of my shorts.
You're making the big deal about it. I'm just saying, if you were able to go to a gym that allowed you to do that, that would be great.
Right.
You cannot get upset if a woman or a room full of women are somewhat offended by that if you're offended by them being big women.
But I'm not asking them to shove their fat back in their spandex.
But they are
I've
not
going
to a private
it.
Area. They are not exposed in a private area. They
I'm
are,
asking them
a
to,
room full
to,
of people.
I'm asking them to stuff it and take the pain the way I do.
See,
all right, Liz, I got to break. Thank you. 1-800 for what do you mean, take the pain?
It's a weightlifting term. In other words, I've got to go in and I've got to look at them. I've got to suck that up and deal with it the best way I can. So when, you know, when I come flopping out of my underwear, or not my underwear, but my spandex or my shorts, hey, you know, there are worse things than seeing mine. And one of the things that's worse than seeing what I got is looking at that. So this is what I've been trying to tell those people down there.
All right, 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. Dr. Jim Sandler, we're a little late into the break, but I have to tell you that we're talking about a stretching class that he takes where he insists on wearing a leopard brief that he uses in his weightlifting. A couple of times in doing the stretches, apparently he's popped out of his brief, and some people have complained. He says that he doesn't complain when he sees these women walk in there shoving their fat into their spandex. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. He's still Jenny on the block. The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
That's what I told them.
You told them what?
When I was on the Ken and John show, I said that Ms. Bauman, if she's complaining, it was unusual. It was a very crowded class that day.
All right, let me interrupt. We're on with Dr. Jim Sadler. You wear this leopard brief. Now, you were in a stretching class, and you guys were doing leg lifts. Is that right?
Yes.
Could you describe what the exercise is so we know what we're talking about?
Well, there's a variety of different leg lifts, Phil. This is one where you are on your hands and knees, and you extend one leg behind you and lift it up. In other words, what you're doing is you're working out the gluteus, you're working your thigh muscle, and you extend the leg back and then up, back and then up. It can be a very strenuous exercise, but it's one that I enjoy because it does work out the back muscles. It also keeps you trim in that area. What happened was the brief I wear, as I mentioned, a leopard brief, the brief pulled over about, I don't know, a couple of inches, and I, you know, became exposed. That part pulled out. Miss Bauman apparently was behind me.
All right, how far behind you?
Well, she was very, there were a lot of people in the class. And...
All right, we're having a problem with the phone.
I'm here, Phil. I'm sorry. And Ms. Bauman was, apparently her face was fairly close.
How far was her face from, are you saying, in other words, so there's people on their hands and knees are doing this leg lifts, and everybody was kind of packed in?
It was pretty tight that day, yes. So her face was probably not more than 6 inches away from, in other words, my thigh or the back, you know, the area that came loose.
So this woman's face is 6 inches away, and your brief, you came out of your briefs.
That's correct, and that's what she's complaining about. It was not my fault that because the women in that class are so overweight that you have to squeeze people into that room, and she's the one that had her face 4 inches from my groin area. So I, you know, call her up.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Let me talk to Sarah. You're on the line here with Dr. Jim Sadler. Go ahead.
Yeah, I agree with you to a point because
Thank you.
Have the right to wear whatever you want, but you also have to take into consideration what other people might think about it. Because if you do have the possibility of falling out or something like that, you also have to take into consideration that maybe that may offend some other people.
Sarah, this is Phil Hendry. Do you take a stretching class or any of these things, you know, in the morning or?
I do some working out, but I don't take like classes per se.
Do you see a lot of women, you know, that are not? I guess it's all kinds of people.
Well, that's just it, Phil. There's all kinds of people. It so happens in this class, there's a lot of women who are, you know, it's like the pot calling the kettle black. Now I'm in good shape.
You agree with, but you also have to think about at least these people that are out of shape. And granted, I'm not saying that I'm the perfect Barbie doll. I am a few pounds overweight.
Right.
But you also have to think that at least
You're shapely, right? You're shapely.
Yeah, I mean, I just had a kid like 7 months ago, so
I would ask you this. What was that woman's face doing 4 inches from my testicles?
Right,
All right, doctor.
No, but Phil, this goes to the heart of what the problem is.
Right. They should have probably scheduled the class where there's not so many people and they're not that crowded.
Right, right.
But
when you lift your leg up, how can there possibly be room for you to be doing this stretch when the woman's was 4 inches away?
Well, that's the curious thing. It was almost like she was trying to stick her nose up there. I mean,
are you serious?
Well, this is the woman who has been indicting me, and yet there she is like a, you know, like an animal trying to get her nose into it, you know?
The way I see it is it's both your fault and her fault her fault because she was that close, and it sounds like she may have been looking.
All right, 1-800.
And if she wasn't looking, then she wouldn't have seen it.
1-800-449-8686. Go ahead.
Well, I don't know.
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
That tears it.
The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Let me ask you this, Dr. Sadler. Dr. Jim Sadler with us. We'll get back to our phone calls on the this controversy, at least in a few fitness centers across America, the stretching classes that are primarily peopled by women, but in point of fact, a few have men. And Dr. Sadler is a fitness, a weightlifting competitor who wears a leopard. Why a leopard print? Always a leopard print brief.
Well, it's the brief that I wear. It's my look. You know, I don't know what you, if I'm answering your question is.
Why would you wear? I know why you wear a brief, but it's always this leopard print brief.
Oh, well, because I think. I know that I'm going to be in a stretching class primarily with women, and it's a way of letting them see, you know, how a man looks in a leopard brief when he looks good. You know, you can see a lot of guys who look ridiculous, and a lot of these women who wear their spandex, and you want to say to them, It's wrong what you're doing, putting yourself in spandex pants like that, because you want to say to them, you know, your butt just doesn't look that great. But what's the point? You know, I've got them now, this Bauman woman trying to put her nose up there, and
you don't know that that's the case, sir. Okay.
Well, knowing the depths that she'd sink, and I will be honest with you, I think she is attracted to me. And this is her way of lashing out, because I wouldn't touch her with a 10-foot pole. And that's, you know.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Way off point with that, though.
No, but I'm going into psychology of it.
No, but we're way off point. Is it appropriate for you to be wearing this brief bikini bottom in a stretching class with women where you're, you know, your manhood comes popping out every now and again? 1-800-449-8686. Courtney, go ahead.
Well, you keep skirting around this issue, talking about body types and shapes, and it has nothing to do with that. It has to do with respect.
I don't understand your point. I respect myself.
You don't respect the other people in the class, though, that are there to stretch. They're not there to look at your scrotum. They're not there to look at your leopard print brief. They're there to stretch. They're there for themselves, for their own purposes.
That's a good point, Doctor. How do you respond?
Well, of course they're not there to look at my scrotum. I would disagree. Some of them, because you can look at the way they look, it probably is a pleasant thing to see a man who takes care of himself, especially in a leopard brief.
It's not pleasant to see a man inappropriately exposing himself in a public place.
Ma'am, please, I do not expose myself. The brief is so tight that it pops over the scrotum, and can I ask you a question? Why did she have her nose 4 inches from it?
You know, I wasn't there. I'm not there to answer that question. All I know is, you know, it has to do with respect. I am a professional dance instructor.
Yes.
And I dance to instruct my classes so that my students look at me with respect. I would not ask them to go out in these little Daisy Duke shorts. I would not expect them to go out and expose themselves at a gym or a dance class.
Well, of course not. But this woman was like a dog in heat. You know how they, have you ever seen in the neighborhood where they sniff each other's rear end?
All right, look, can we stay on point here?
Exactly.
The point is,
well, I believe I was on point.
No, we're not on point. The point here is, Dr. Sadler, do you have, you know, it's funny how common courtesy and manners have just gone right out the window.
Well, Mr. Henry.
No, really, I mean, Who cares? If it's going to make somebody uncomfortable, why not just wear something else? Everything nowadays is, I want to do for me, I. There's a bunch of women there. If they don't like it.
All right, I'm willing to do that. And I told Diane Bauman that, and I told Susan.
Okay, so if you really like the leopard print, get a pair of leopard print bike shorts. Can you not stretch in bike shorts? Or
not well, to be honest with you, they're far more constricting. And because of the way I'm built, they would be constricting. But I will tell you this. I told Susan and Diane both, if we can sign some piece of paper that simply says, I'll not wear the brief if some of these women that they can get some women in there that are not so hard on the eyes. That's all I'm saying.
Well, I don't understand. What do you mean hard on the eyes?
You can't discriminate against that, though, sir. This is a stretch class that's open to the general public to increase their flexibility and stretching ability.
All right,
it's not about what they look like. If that's the kind of class you want, then you need to start your own, and you need to discriminate about who the students you will take in your class and who the students that you will not take in your class.
My other suggestion was if they would let, I knew they'd say no to this, but if they would allow me to work on my own separate mat away from the class, not wearing anything at all. In other words, naked.
Well, then you got women looking at you.
Can you do that at home in your own house, in your own privacy? Stretching doesn't take that much room.
No, it doesn't, but it does. I like to have the large mirror because that does help you with your posture.
Okay, so install a large mirror in your house, and then you're set.
Okay. Well, all right, Mrs. Vanderbilt, you got all the money. Excuse me? A large mirror? I live in a two-room apartment with my wife and two Afghan dogs. So...
Wait a minute. You want to be stretching nude...
I would be on my own mat.
Well, what difference does it make if you're on your own mat? They're still looking at you nude.
I'm looking at them, and they're not no great shakes. See, that's what I'm saying. So we're at a standoff.
I think you're just missing the point. Maybe you need to find a clothing optional gym.
I'm groomed and everything. So
I don't know what you mean by groomed. Is that some kind of a comment on... Waxing or something?
I do some waxing, yes.
Oh, Jesus. I got to tell you something, man. I walk into a gym and you're nude on your mat. I don't care how ripped you are. I'm...
I don't want to see it.
Oh, really? So you don't like to look at a good-looking man?
No, man. Sometimes nobody...
I'm not talking to you, Miss Jen. I'm talking to the lady. I'm sure you understand the difference.
No, if it's not appropriate, no. No, Jeez. I don't get off when I look at Chippendale guys in their little Speedos. No.
Okay. So I guess I shouldn't tell you that I was a Chippendale guy. Well, I almost was a Chippendale guy, but the politics was...
Yeah, that's nice, man. Listen, Fran, I thank you for your...
Mr. Henry, don't blow me off, okay? You're blowing me off here.
I'm not blowing you off, man, but get away from all the stuff about Diane Bauman with her nose 6 inches from it. You're going to be nude on your mat. You're wearing your leopard print because it's your look. Meanwhile, you're popping out of your shorts, but that's okay because the women in the class are fat and they're hard to look at. All of this comes down to the same problem I keep talking about. This world today, everybody is about their little piece of freaking real estate. And nobody gives a crap about anybody else. Have a little bit of social integrity, you know?
Well, you know, while you're giving... Hold on for a minute. Let me just... Are you there? Am I speaking with Courtney?
Yes, I'm here.
Yeah, hold on. Listen to this. There you go. You got your round of applause. You see the Padre. He'll punch your ticket on the way out, you know?
Well, look it, man. I'm not trying to give a speech. I'm just saying...
Have some respect. Just have some respect for other people.
I'm having respect, but do I got to listen to him give a speech? Jesus, El Duce, hey. Trains run on time. Way to do it. You know, I mean, what I'm saying is, what about me, you know?
What about you, man? That's what I'm saying. Everything is, what about me? What about me? Have a little respect for the ladies. Guys don't even know how to treat women like gentlemen anymore.
Because women aren't gentlemen. They're women. God, did you really say that?
I'm saying guys don't know how to act like gentlemen.
Phil, I'm telling you that when I'm doing a stretch and my leg and a woman is there and she can see the shape that, can I use a colloquial word?
Go ahead.
When a woman sees the shape my ass is in, she knows I'm a gentleman.
By the way, you're talking right now, I know you're not a gentleman.
Why? You can't even see my face and you know I'm a gentleman. All you got to do is lie on the floor and I stand over you.
All right.
It's another motivation for women when they see me, too. You know, they want to stretch and look good.
1-800, will you get him and tell him to get out of that freaking casino, man? I can hardly hear him for all the damn slot machines. 1-800-449-8686. Dr. Jim Sadler with us. I had 4 inches from my... Anyway, it's a world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
Now I'm a fag, and I'm going to have my skull sexed. Anything else, gentlemen?
The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
The lady said that she thinks...
Listen, Mick, I need change for a $20 bill, and I want to get two scratch-offs, yeah. Go ahead, Phil.
The lady said that this Ms. Bauman said that you, she thinks you're a pervert, okay?
Well, no, I know what she thinks. But it's easy for her to say that I'm the pervert when she's there behind me and you know the rest. It was like, I don't know if you've ever seen it, but two dogs, one will be squatting.
Now, I know what you're saying about the heat thing. I'm trying to tell you, or at least understand why it is, a man would not, it would insist on being a classroom full of women. There's one man, 24 women, and you're in a leopard brief, and your crotch is in everybody's face.
No. It's not, is my crotch in their face? Are their faces in my crotch? And that's, I told the gym owner that, and no one. But that's why we started that's why we started free the muscle area, which is our campaign to allow whatever the muscle is, to allow it to be stretched organically, as opposed to encasing it in something fur-lined.
All right, I don't understand.
Well, it's part of the weightlifting lexicon.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Fran, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hi,
ma'am.
Phil.
Yes.
Right after this?
Go ahead, ma'am.
Oh, hi. Am I on?
You're on the air right now with Dr. Sadler. Yeah, go ahead.
Hi. I was driving home from teaching my class this evening, and
yes.
I thought, this guy's not for real. But then the more I listened, I
Well, I'll tell you something. I'll tell you something.
So many people don't care anymore. But I just have a question for the doctor exercise aficionado.
I'll tell you what is not for real.
I have a question for you, doctor.
Is the idea? Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I have a question for you. Okay, you alluded to the fact that because you exercise so frequently and you're such in good shape, that this has made your male part, this beanbag, as you called it, to be in such excellent condition that any woman should feel honored to get a peek at it. Is that what I'm hearing?
Is there a question here?
Is that what I'm hearing? Well, that you're saying that because you exercise
No, I never said that.
Any woman should be...
No, I didn't say that.
Decide herself to see a peek of you? Is that what I'm hearing? Because, my husband and I exercise.
I didn't say that. What I did say was this. I would think it would be more pleasant to see that than someone's stretch marks.
Well,
women
that you talk about, I go to stretch classes. I go to yoga. I have the exercise ball. I do it at home as well. But, the women that are there that are out of shape, that have had several children, I'm always really happy to see them there because they're the ones that really need to be there. And so it's encouraging, and I encourage them.
Right.
Even though I'm in good shape, I would like to be in better shape, but it doesn't...
I understand that, and I agree with you. I agree with you, but...
No, you don't.
While they're in the shape that they're in, what right do they have, especially when they're using... It's kind of funny, they're using their exercise ball, but mine can't come out of my shorts.
Are their boobs hanging out? Are their boobs flopping out from their tops? Is there some area of their body being exposed that shouldn't be exposed?
Yes, their stomachs.
All of a sudden now our stomach is a private part of our body?
Yeah, Dr. Sadler, you know as well as I do what lewd behavior and what indecent whatever the hell the law is. Is, and that is the genitalia, breasts, etc.
I do not expose myself on purpose.
Yes, you do. You do that because you choose to wear those pants.
They're not pants. It's a
brief. Well, brief. When you choose to wear those briefs that
it's
you say
singlet.
Are tight-fitting, then you are making a choice to expose yourself.
If I could tell you, Aaron, is it Aaron or Fran? I'm sorry.
It's Fran.
All right. It is a wrestling singlet.
I know. I raised three boys.
Yeah,
I know
right.
exactly
so you know
what
you know what a Tarzan singlet looks like. It's all in leopard.
Exactly what you're talking about.
All right. Are you telling me you're wearing a Tarzan costume into a stretching class?
Yeah. And what is there a question here?
So I know what you're wearing. I know exactly what that is. I raised three boys. I had wrestlers. And all I'm saying is that in our culture.
And you're complaining about me? Yeah, I want to get this clear. You had your boys wrestled?
Yes, but no, they did not expose their male parts while they were.
Well, ma'am, I can show you photographs on the internet of so-called young men wrestling.
Great.
You know what? That's vile. That is vile.
Well, and so these wrestling where they got each their it's hanging right in the guy's face. That's what they did.
All right, friend.
Their shorts came down their legs. They wrestled in high school.
Well, I've seen some of these.
That's beside
right.
the point.
Look, hold on for a minute, friend. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Taking talk radio to the next level. The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
I'm here. David Hall is with us. What do you want me to do, David?
If you've only got three callers, Dave, Phil, just put all three of them on.
Mr. Hall is our... Okay, is this Laura?
Yes.
Hi, Laura. Hold on. And is this Lisa?
Yes.
And we also have Fran. Hello, Fran.
Hi.
All right, the three of you ladies can go ahead and ask your questions. We can, whichever who wants to, Fran.
I'll go.
Well,
Fran.
Wait a minute. Are they all ganging up on me? Because I...
No, whatever your name is.
Who's her, Lisa?
Yeah, that's Fran.
No, who's Fran?
Fran.
I'm Fran. No, where's Laura? Is Laura there? Because she
Yes, I am.
All right, and Lisa's there, too.
Yes.
Well, guess what? I'm hanging up.
1-800-449-8686. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show.